Right now, though, we turn our attention to an issue that we don't normally think of when we think of fabric, or Valley agriculture, and that's counterfeit goods. Americans come into contact with cotton every day. It's a staple we use for clothing, food products, and even cosmetics. But not all cotton is of equal quality. Much of what's grown here in Central California is of the highly prized Pima variety, known for its softness and its high price. But many times, high-grade cotton fabrics have been laced with inferior fibers. FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports on how the cotton industry discovered the problem and how they're fighting back.
American Pima cotton is claimed as some of the finest cotton in the world. Debbie Fletcher only buys cotton products made out of the plant.
The feel of the fabric is very silky. My husband had a polo shirt made with this, and I kind of commandeered it as a nightgown.
Fletcher's a housewife in Fresno. She says the larger price tag for the Pima sheets and shirts she wears is worth it.
I'm kind of like the princess and the pea when it comes to sleeping. I feel everything. Feels like you're in a luxury hotel with these sheets. I don't have any sheets that are not Pima cotton.
People like Fletcher are David Greenstein's target audience. He sells Pima cotton sheets to retailers like Costco. He has a lot riding on ensuring his customers are happy. They were until he got a call in early 2014.
The customer called me and said, "Do you know that this product that you're supplying us is not 100% pure?" We were unaware. We thought we were innocent. So we said, "That can't be."
It turns out his expensive sheets weren't entirely Pima. Somewhere in the supply chain, someone was mixing in lower quality cotton and advertising it as higher quality fabric. That's a big problem for Greenstein because his textile company sells bedding labeled 100% Pima. At first, Greenstein didn't believe the claim, but new technology from a company called Applied DNA Sciences gave the retailer proof. They came up with a way to test cotton fabric for the exact types of fiber used to create it.
And then we started to understand how this DNA fiber typing works, and then we realized it was true.
Greenstein says this DNA technology is a big deal. It has the potential to force the textile industry to rethink how existing supply chains work. He immediately knew where the problem was in his supply chain. Chinese spinners. They turn cotton into thread.
We had to get them to admit that they were doing something wrong. And then we had to get them to agree that it was time to change and to buck an industry trend.
So we hopped on a plane to China with a delegation of farmers, scientists, and retailers to confront the company that was selling the bogus thread. When they arrived, they presented their findings. When you finished your presentation, was it kind of eerie in that moment when they were gathering their thoughts?
They asked for a time. And they left us in the room and went to talk among themselves. And then they came back and told us that they were ready to admit to certain things.
They only agreed because Greenstein and his crew told them that changes coming would make it harder to cheat in the thread-making process. Applied DNA Sciences helped again by taking an existing system used to catch criminals and applying that same technology to cotton. It's a botanical DNA serum that's mixed with water. This process starts back in the Central Valley, where Kirk Gilkey grows Pima cotton in Kings County. He also stands to lose if Pima cotton sheets aren't entirely what they're claimed to be. He says Pima cotton's higher price is what's keeping his family farm afloat.
It's given us our only chance over the years. If I wasn't growing Pima, I wouldn't be in the cotton business anymore.
He says the higher price of Pima is enough to offset the cost of water and the lure of other crops. Otherwise, he'd have to be like the other farmers who have had to leave the business altogether. That's why he's on board with the DNA tagging. The process starts like this. After the cotton is harvested, it's packed into huge rectangles that look like giant sticks of butter from the roadside. It's then trucked to his gin, where a pipe sucks the cotton into his factory. A series of ceiling-high machines, dryers, and saws rid the cotton of sticks, dirt, and seeds. At the end of the process, this newly white cotton is sprayed with a DNA serum in the form of fog. Jim Hayward leads Applied DNA Sciences.
That binds permanently to the cotton fiber. That allows us to track it to a point of origin, to say, this comes from the San Joaquin Valley.
It's then compacted into 500-pound bales and shipped to China. Now when this cotton is turned into thread and fabric, they'll be able to know exactly what farm it came from.
Typical bale can produce as many as 3,400 pairs of socks or 750 shirts or 200 full-size bed sheets.
Today, a number of other California growers tag their cotton with this DNA serum, and Greenstein's company is using that cotton to make sheets. It's now on sale under the brand PimaCot at Costco. So I decided to buy a set myself.
I'm looking for the Pima cotton sheets, the PimaCot version.
They're right up here on your right.
How much are they? They're $58.99?
$58.99 for queen and $69.49 for the king.
To prove that these sheets are as good as their makers claim, I brought them to someone who knows a lot about fabric.
Wow, it's very luxurious. Fused is like a silk.
Liju Davis runs a fashion merchandising program at Fresno State.
I think it's a pretty good quality, and it's a very... Sorry, I'm looking at the quality of the sheets. Look at this.
Davis liked the sheets so much that she wanted to take mine home.
So are you going to go buy some Pima Cotton Kirkland Signature sheets?
Yeah, you make me so curious. I really love what I feel.
Davis hopes the use of DNA technology to track products globally is just the beginning of change in her industry. She suspects this DNA tagging system could also be used on silk and synthetic materials. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.